amen, the way the Lord showed us. I hope it'll help you today. Amen. I found out a long time ago He knows what we need. Amen. And He knows where we're at this morning. He knows what we're going through. If you got your Bibles, go ahead and open up the book of 2 Timothy this morning. In case you didn't know, amen, there's a fight going on. Amen. There's a fight going on. And the day you got saved, amen, you got a target put on your back by the devil. Amen. He's going to do everything he can to stop you. And as I was praying about this message today and seeking the Lord, and I got to thinking about old Paul, and God began to deal with our heart about this. And Paul is fixing to die. Paul's fixing to be killed. He knows his time is drawing in. Amen. He's fixing to check out. Fixing to check out. Amen. He's going to check out. He's fixing to die. Why? Because he won't compromise. That's all Paul had to do is just stop preaching. All Paul had to do is just stop preaching, amen, and tell them that's right. Is everybody okay? Renounce his belief, his convictions. I mean, it's okay, you're right, amen. I won't mention his name anymore. I mean, I believe they told him at one place that they don't preach his name no more. Amen. We're gonna let you go and everything, but don't mention him to us no more. All Paul had to do is just say, okay. Everything. But Paul's not about to. 2 Timothy chapter number 4, quite possibly the last chapter he wrote. Some of the last words that Paul wrote. Amen. Could be, amen, either 2 Timothy or maybe Titus, or they're not real sure about which one. But one of these, amen, is the very last book he wrote. Amen. Really, we're not going to split hairs over it. So this could very well be the last thing Paul had to say to the world, to the church. And I want you to get a hold of it. I'll just start reading in verse number 1. I wasn't going to read there, but I will. Amen. And one thing he says is that I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. The quick and the dead, the living and the dead. Is everybody all right? Judgment day is coming, church. Everybody, I say, judgment day is coming. We all shall appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Is everybody okay? Hey, we're going to give an account to God. We are still going to give an account to God. Hey, is everybody all right? Wake up now. Church, we will give an account to God for what we do after we've been saved, how we live for Him, how we do in the church, how faithful we are. We're going to give an account to God, amen, every one of us. Just because you're saved doesn't mean you're going to escape by and not have to go before the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. We're going to give an account. Everything we've done, every time we've compromised, but it's going to be brought out in the open. Hey, is everybody okay? Right then, right there. What's your answer going to be? And so he said, I charge you. Amen. Don't, whatever you do, don't quit preaching. Whatever you do, don't quit telling the good news. Whatever you do, don't quit sharing the gospel. Whatever you do, don't quit talking about Jesus Christ. He said, preach the word, verse number 2. Be instant in season, out of season. Uh-oh, there's that word. Reprove. Everybody all right? This ain't even a message, man. This is good. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Amen. With all long-suffering. Well, I tell you what, we got a long way to go, church, before we can ever say we've been long-suffering. We've long-suffered. We've suffered long. We've got a long ways to go before and go before God and say, yes, I endure it all long suffering. Everybody all right? Y'all kind of quiet this morning. I want to help you this morning. Amen. This ain't the message, but this is good. He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. I know I preached on this not too long ago, but this is good. This, like I said, I just had to read this. Lord said, read it. Listen to me. The time is here. The time is now. They're not enduring sound doctrine. Is everybody okay? They're just not. Amen. I can't help it. Amen. I'm not going to quit. Amen. You as a child of God, you should not quit. You should not compromise your beliefs, your convictions. Are you hearing me? You should not compromise that. Amen. Because he said the time will come. Well, the time is here. They're not enduring anymore. Get ready, friend. Because if it hadn't struck you yet, it will sooner or later. Somebody you care about will not endure. Is everybody okay? But you know what he didn't say? He didn't say, well, when they stop enduring, you stop with the sound doctrine. No. No. They're still right and wrong. So anyway, let's lead on. He said, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. The truth. What's the truth? It's this word of God right here. Amen. It's your Bible. Everything in it's true. Everything in it, we're supposed to do our best. Now, we're not going to be perfect, but we as the children of God are to do our best to adhere to it. To study it, to show ourselves approved unto God. Isn't that the scripture? Rightly dividing the Word of God, the Word of truth. Amen. We are to study this Bible, amen, and show ourselves approved unto God. Let me tell you something. I'm not trying to get your approval. I want your friendship. I would love for you to have your approval. But the one I'm seeking after is much higher than you. Amen. The one you should be seeking after, whose approval you should be seeking after, should be much higher than me, much higher than any other person on the planet. Somebody say amen. But we need to be seeking God's approval in our lives. Amen. I'm not going to get everybody's approval. Amen. There's going to be people that's not going to approve of how I live. Amen. For one reason or another. Either that brings conviction on their life when I come around them, so they just don't come around. Or they say, hey, he's crazy. He ain't living right. Whatever. I'm not going to get everybody's approval, and neither are you. But the one we ought to be seeking is God. Now listen to this. He said, they shall turn their ears away from the truth, shall be turned into fables, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. Do endure afflictions, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of the ministry, of thy ministry. And I want you to hear what Paul's saying here. It's very important. Like I said, Paul's getting ready to die. Paul realizes his time is drawing nigh. He's fixing to be killed. Martyr. He said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Every one of us is going to have to face that day one day. Amen. I hope, amen. I'm praying, I believe with all my heart now, I really believe the Lord's coming back soon. I believe he's coming back to take the church out of here. Amen. But if he tarries, he's coming. Every one of us, if God allows us without some tragic thing happening, some tragic accident, some terrible disease getting a hold of us while we're young, then I hope and pray we all live long lives. But sooner or later, this life as we know it, this body is going to wear out. This body is going to give up the ghost. This body is going back to the dust from which it came. And this spirit on the inside, this soul of man, will immediately be in the presence of God. We are going to give account. So, this Paul said, time of my departure is at hand. I'm ready to be offered. And listen to this. In verse number 7, jumped out at me. It says, I have fought a good fight. Something I know about as a lost man, I had a lot of them, Jonathan, a lot of fights. I was in a lot of fights. I'm not bragging or boasting, I'm just telling you. Something I know about, I know something about fighting. There's some things I know about fighting. And Paul said, I have fought a good fight. And the only way you're going to be able to say that when you stand before God is that I have fought a good fight is if you have been in the fight. First and foremost, you have to be in the fight. And the only way you can say I fought a good fight is if you stay in the fight. Everybody okay? Everybody all right? Paul says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Amen. The day you got saved, the day you called on the Lord Jesus Christ, you realized you was bound for hell. You didn't want to die and go to hell. You cried, you wept, you called on Jesus Christ. You begged, you pleaded, you made, within your mind and your heart, it might not have come out of your mouth, but you were saying, God, whatever you desire, I'll give you. Just don't let me die and go to hell. Now, you might not have really said that, but that's what you was thinking. Amen. That's the shape I was in. I didn't want to die and go to hell. And, buddy, I was calling out on Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ saved my soul. And from that day forward, amen, He began to establish my steps. He set me and He set you on a solid rock. The rock is Jesus Christ. Amen. And He began to map out a course for your life. Is everybody all right? Is everybody okay? And Paul, who's about to die, says, I have fought a good fight. There's a fight. Amen. There's a fight, and I'm in it. I'm in this fight. There's some things I know about fighting. Says, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Now, thought about that fighting. There's some things I know about fighting, Davin. Amen. If I'm going to fight, I'm going to be in that fight to win. Everybody all right? And there's something I know about fighting, Brother Darrell. If I'm going to be able to endure and stay in that fight, Tyler Busby, I've got to be able to take whatever my opponent is throwing my way and keep standing and keep fighting. Is everybody okay? Is everybody all right? Amen. I cannot allow the opponent to knock me out and to knock me down and to make me quit. Otherwise, I'm out of the fight. Is everybody all right? There's something I've learned. I've got to be able to take whatever's thrown my way. And I've got to be able to stand there and take it. And I've got to be able to throw back, amen, more than they can take. Is everybody all right? If I'm going to win. But I'm afraid we're living in a day and a time, spiritually speaking, when people are getting knocked out. Amen. The blow, the punch, the hit, the boy, it hurts. Amen. And you've got to be able to take more than one shot. In fighting, I ain't never fought, amen, too many fellas that only hit me one time. Amen. I didn't jump on little kids. Is everybody okay? Most of the time when I got in a fight, man, I mean, it was a brawl. It was all out. Man, fists are flying, feet are flying. I mean, buddy, eyeball gouging. I mean, man, we was throwing fists. I got hit as much as I hit. Is everybody all right? Everybody okay? See, he said, I have fought a good fight. Amen. You're going to have to be able to take what's thrown your way and keep standing, and you're going to have to see it through. Because when you stand before God, you don't want to say, well, Lord, I was in a good fight, but, you know, I got out. It's just more than I can bear. It's just that punch just took the breath out of me. I've had the breath knocked out of me. Amen. Now, I didn't win every fight I was in. Amen. But I done enough to where they wanted to call it a draw. Amen. If you'll quit, I'll quit. Is that about it all right? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I said, well, I tell you what. Okay, now I quit. Is everybody okay? Amen. I want to get the last one in. But he said, I have fought a good fight. And so as I read that, amen, I thought, well, if Paul fought a good fight over in 1 Timothy, the last chapter of 1 Timothy, chapter number 6, we'll start reading at verse number 9 there. But they, verse 6, 1 Timothy, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. Ain't that right? How many people you know have quit on God, amen, for some opportunity the world throws their way? Some job, some promotion, amen, some sports contract, some Hollywood contract, some singing contract, amen, something. I mean, how many people you know have run after money, amen, and listen to what it said, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. And listen to verse number 12. Fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. It's our job as the children of God, amen, to promote Jesus Christ. He's the only Savior the world has. God is the only God. Anything else is a false religion, and I don't care what your family's wrapped up in. I don't care where they go to church, amen. If they're not worshiping Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth, according to the King James Bible, they're wrapped up in a false religion. Period. This book's either right or it's wrong. If one area in this book is wrong, then we might as well go to house. We might as well quit and go home. But he said in verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Isn't that something? Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. In verse number 19, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. And I thought about that, laying hold on something. Amen. There's things we need to lay hold on in our life. Amen. We need to grab a hold of, and we need to hold on to it to the very bitter end. Somebody say amen. We are living in the last days. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, we need to lay hold on some things. We need to lay hold as a child of God on holiness. Holiness is not some weird religion. Holiness is a way you live. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. Without holiness, you shall not see the Lord. Is everybody okay? Amen. There's some things we need to lay hold on. We need to lay hold on separating ourselves from the world. Why? Be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Come out from among them and be ye separate. But if there's some things we need to lay hold on as a child of God. Is everybody all right? We need to lay hold on some forgiveness. Forgive ye one another as your heavenly Father has forgiven you. If ye forgive not one another, is everybody okay? Is everybody all right? Listen to the word. Lay hold on some things. If we forgive not, our Heavenly Father will not forgive us. That's only what the Scriptures say. We need to lay hold on righteousness. We need to lay hold on the King James Bible. Is everybody okay? Why? Because it's the infallible Word of God. We need to lay hold on church. forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together. Lay hold on these things. Grab a hold of them in a bear hug and hang on to them and don't let nobody, nothing, rip them out of your arms. Because we're in a fight. And when we stand before God, do you want to be able to look at Him and say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I laid hold on some things. I laid hold on the Lord Jesus Christ. I laid hold on what was right. And I would not let it go. Or are we going to stand before Him with every excuse in the book? Scared. You know, they had no room for Him in the end. Brother Darrell, they had no room for Him in the end. And the Bible says that out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaketh. And I thought about that, the abundance of our heart. And I thought about what is in our heart. What is in our heart? Anybody got any rope, string? Huh? No? Well, I'm going to need four men. I tell you what. Let me get Brody. He's a man. Baden White. Ryder. Can you come up here and help me? Let me get these fellas. Come on. I don't know. I'm just following the Lord. I tell you what let's do. We're going to put you right here. Right here. We're going to put you right here. We're going to put you right here. I want you right here. All right. I want you to hold hands. Don't be, all right, step out. Stretch your arms. There you go. Y'all to step back. There you go. Let's make a square. Thank God. This is our heart. This is our heart. This is our heart. And what do we have in our heart? Well, the day we got saved, the day we got Jesus. Didn't we get Jesus? Amen. We got Jesus. Amen. And we got the church, right? So what we need to give in our heart Jesus. Come here, Davin. Get in here. Get up. Go kneel down. There you go. We got Jesus in our heart. That's good. Y'all boys, hold on tight now. Amen. Then, and we got the church. We got the church. Come here, Davin. I mean, nephew. Come here, nephew. Come on, nephew. We got the church. I need you to kneel down in here. Get up under here. We got the church. Amen. We got Jesus. We got the church. Shoulders. There you go. That's good right there. Amen. And we got our King James Bible. Come here, Tyler Busby. We got to fill our heart up with something, right? We get saved, we got to fill our heart up with something. Boy, hallelujah, this is good. This is better than I thought. I need you on here, Bible Man. Bible Man. There's a cartoon called Bible Man. Amen. I need you to stand right there. That's right. We got our Bible. We got our church. Amen. Come here, Revival Man. We got revivals. Oh, yeah. It's going pretty good now. Hallelujah. Right, we got revival going on. We got Jesse Busby's Bible school. Come on, amen. I know he's Bible school man. His wife says you're Bible school. You're Bible school every night. I need you at Bible school. Jesse says she says you're Bible school. And we got Sunday school, Troy. Right here, Troy. Right here. We got Sunday school. Amen. We got visitation, Robert. We got what, visitation and witness. We'll let that be two. Y'all boys, hold on. Y'all the heart. And we're putting things in the heart that we need. Okay. Yeah. And we're trying to get our family in and bring them in and tell them about the Lord. Kyle Busdow, I need you. You're the family man. He's a cool family man. Amen. When you look in your Bible, your dictionary Bible, amen, your Webster's 1828, that's the old one. And you look up cool, you see me. And then when you get to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, the little girl dictionary, the new one that's changed a little bit, and you look up cool, you see Kyle. He's the new cool, I'm the old one. I need you in there, family man, because we don't just send our family to church. We don't just send them, our kids. We get up and bring them. We get up and bring our kids to church. Not just any church, the same church we grew up in. Because we are fighting a good fight. And we're going to be able to stand before God and say, I have fought a good fight. I kept my post. Come on, family man. Okay. So now we need some extracurricular activities. Because now we're going to church way too much. Well, wait a minute. We go to Calvary Baptist Church, so we have like 3 revivals a year. Come here, Richie. So we got to have another revival, man. You like these 2 clowns? Okay. Now, this is our heart. This is our heart. And out of the abundance of the heart, what are they seeing in our lives? Miss Mary Jo said, you know, her family, she's testifying in Sunday school this morning, said that she had never read her Bible through. One year, the old preacher, he challenged the church to read their Bible through. And she said she read it through that year. It was the first time in her life. And she said then she got sick and got down on her back a little bit. And she read it through like 4 or 5 more times. And her family's asking her to pray for them. And different people are seeing something in her life. Amen. You know why? Because of what's in her heart. Amen. She's got Bible man in her heart. She's got revival man in her heart. She's got church in her heart. And she's got Jesus in her heart. And she's got Sunday school in her heart. Hey, is everybody okay? She loves to visitate. Amen. In her heart. But, you know, I'm not anti having fun. I'm not that. So now we got to have church camp. Big jump. Come on, church camp for the kids. Riders, he said, boy, we're in trouble now. I need you right here, church camp. Y'all hold on, boys. Well, that's a full heart. That's a full heart. Amen. So, I understand. Everybody needs a little extracurricular activity stuff. So, that's fine, Peyton. Here we go. You know what? We need a vacation every once in a while. Come on right there. That slipped right on in, didn't it? That just slipped right on in. Need a vacation every once in a while. And I ain't against vacation. I just got back off of one. Amen. Y'all didn't know that, though, did you? I said last Sunday, I said this Sunday, oh, Lord, I'm free. Is everybody okay? But we got to have a vacation every once in a while. I ain't against vacations. Amen. I understand that. Amen. And then we got other things. Well, we got friends out there in the world that sometimes they have little parties, little things, little something want us to attend, or maybe they've got something going on over here or something going. And sometimes we just can't get it all. Cohen, come on. You want to help me, Cohen? You want to come stand with your daddy? That's okay. Levi, come on. If you can't, well, both of them's coming now. That's okay. Yeah, that's generally the way it works. They just pile it up in twos.
Hey, man, get in there with, would you? Yeah. Uh-oh, we squeezed one out. Man, we squeezed out vacation. Hallelujah. We squeezed out vacation on Sunday. Boy, I got something. Hallelujah right there. I'm all for that. But that ain't usually the way it works. Usually what happens is we get preoccupied with other things of the world. You know, fishing tournaments, skiing, whatever it might be, sports activities. We start getting wrapped up in stuff like that. You know, and before you know it, Jonathan. Jonathan's more of the world. Yeah, just more of the world. Just more of the world. Wait a minute. Come here. How you gonna get in? Y'all think the heart's full? They had a full heart. But something's got to go. We're not about to give up vacation. Look, he done picked vacation up. He's holding on both arms. We ain't getting rid of vacation, preacher. We're going nowhere, preacher. We all know that vacation now. Amen, preacher. I love you, but it's vacation time. And we're going to hold him. He tried to slip out, but we picked him back up. Oh, my. Well, we got to get rid of something. Who are you?
I'm Revival One.
Oh, come here, Jonathan.
Uh-oh.
Come here, Jonathan. You know what? The world's taking your spot. We got to make room. Preacher, we can't do this all the time. I mean, whoa, wait a minute. Back up for a minute. I'll get back under there, Revival. I forgot we're at Calvary. I forgot. We have three revivals a year. Amen. Larry, come here. We can't give up anything yet. We can't give up anything yet because I forgot we're at Calvary. Y'all know that crazy preacher down there at Calvary has three revivals a year. Y'all want to go to that church? He expects everybody to go on time. Get in here, Larry, right here in front of Rich. You and Rich's buddies. Oh, you're revival. He's revival too. Amen. Get in here. Come on. You're gonna have to get down and get in. It ain't always easy getting things in the heart. Woo! Now they busted. Now we got a full heart. We got full of church, full of revivals, full of Sunday school and Bible school and visitation, sending our kids to camp, and just a little bit of the worldly things for the family and for the vacation, because we're not letting go of vacation. Amen. We're not going to use our vacation to come to revival all week. We're not going to do that, so we're going to hold on to vacation. No. We got this. There we go. Suck it in, Big John. But, fight's hard, and I'm tired. The fight's hard. The job's a good job, Brother Tracy. That job's got benefits. Let me tell you something. I got benefits outside this world the day I got saved. So we got to give up one of them revivals. My boss is taking me on a trip that week. My family planned a vacation that week. I know it's revival and everything, but you know, they planned that vacation that week. Oops. Sorry, revival.
Hey, come out.
Come on. Got it. Yeah, come on. Just getting a little bit of the world in. Just, man, you're a little bit bigger than him. That's usually the way it works, ain't it? All right, revival, sit down. Nobody wants to see you. That's usually the way it works. Amen. We squeeze the little revival out, put a bigger world. Just a bigger world. Just a little bit bigger world. Amen. Just a little bit bigger world. Amen. Just a little bit bigger world. And then we volunteer. You know what? I'm just going to have to close that because the Lord's got this now. Amen. Y'all either going to love me after today, y'all going to hate me and leave. Is everybody all right? Amen. See, we're in a fight. And when we stand before God, I want to be able. I want to be able, Ansley Minor, Ansley Busby, amen, to say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Amen. I didn't quit. I didn't give up. I didn't pack myself full of the world. I kept the things of God important in my life. But, Brother Darrell, I'm going to need your help. Yeah, we're just getting too old. Brother Tracy, we're getting too old to do all this anymore. My health ain't what it used to be. I know you fell down 16 steps and everything, but my health ain't what, and I just can't go all week. I just can't show up every time. We got to give up something. We got to give up. No, we're not giving up none of the world. That would be too easy. That would be what God would want, but we can't give up the world because we got all this extra church stuff. Is everybody okay? We're going to have to give up something. Well, we've done give up one revival. Well, my kids, they need to play ball. We got to sign them up, so we better get rid of church camp. Where's church camp? Who's church camp? Oh, whoa, that's a big... That's a big deal. I didn't realize that's a big deal in your child's life. It'll make a difference. See, it'll make such a difference in your child's life. Amen. And how they serve God, how they meet people out in other churches, how they make friends over the years that they can call on to say, as Miss Mary Jo said, pray for me. How God might open doors and use them in the future and things, in the ministry. So, yeah, the church camp's got to go. Church camp. Will you let Jonathan hold you? Yeah, he said, yeah. I'll let Jonathan hold me. Watch that fan. Amen. God, we can't let vacation go. Come here, brother. We got to do something. We're old. And I can use him because he's here for everything. See, he's not going to get offended. He's not going to get mad. He's not going to get upset. You know what he's going to do when revival runs? He's going to be here every night. You know what he's going to do when Bible school? He's going to be here every night. Amen. You know what he'll do if we ever get our visitation going again? He'll be there. Amen. He'll be there, everything. Amen. And he is getting old. He's 77. 77. And still kicking. Still showing up for everything. But boy, we get a little age on us. We get a little aches and pains. And we'll have to squeeze something out of our heart. Because our heart's not going to get any bigger. It's just got room for what it's got room for. But then we get older and, we get in a relationship. Joshua, come here. He done met somebody. Something's got to go. Something's got to go. Amen. Because she don't like Bible school. She don't know why you got to go down there and listen to them and teach the kids. Who's Bible school? Jesse. Boy, you're in trouble, Jesse. That's all I can tell you. Brandy said you was in and you're getting out. Amen. You better do what she says, Jesse. Got the girlfriend, that's right. That's usually the way it works. That's usually the way it works. Girlfriend or boyfriend just pull you right on out. Just take up room in your life, amen, that you used to give to God. Is everybody okay? Amen goes right there. Amen, you get on these websites. Oh, is everybody all right? What was that when somebody was talking about the other day? Tinder. What in the world is that? What in the world? You get on Tinder and you can hook up. Hook up to what? Come on now. I mean, if you're married, good Lord, you ain't got no business on something like that. Is everybody okay? You ain't got no business, husband. Amen. Trying to hook up. Wife, you ain't got no business trying to hook up. And here's what they do. Amen. Here's what they'll do. Here's exactly what they do. They get on these things. They see this or they see that. And their wife's at home or their husband's at home or their husband's off working. And they're and working and trying to keep a roof over their head and take care of their family. And she's on there. Oh, y'all getting quiet on me now. Huh? Or he's staying up all night on his phone. She ain't got the password. Huh? Let me tell you something. If you can't give your wife your phone, sir, when she asks for it, before you go on it and delete something, shame on you. She ought to have every password. And the same goes for you, ma'am. If you can't give your husband your phone, if he asks for it, shame on you. You're doing something you ain't got no business doing. That's a pretty big one. We're going to have to do something, boys. I'm coming in. I'm coming. No, wait. No, wait. Because those things usually end in divorce. And usually end up with kids wondering where daddy is or where mama's at. Well, we just letting all the world in. Come on, Tiny. Yeah, yeah, what about it now? But something in this heart has got to make room for a big old world full of sin, full of iniquity, that's doing its best to draw that heart away from Jesus. Who was Jesus? David, hold on, son. Revivals. I think we got two left. Sunday school, where you at? All right, we got to get y'all out. See, and usually, here's what happens. Oh, Lord. Here's what happens usually when that much of the world slips in somebody's life, and I'm not saying nothing negative about Brother Tiny, I'm talking about me and him both. Usually when this much of the world slips in somebody's life, amen, and all this stuff of the church starts getting out, here's what generally happens. A broken heart. Somebody's heart's broken. Come on, Larry, you're gone. You're gone, man. Get. You stay. Come on, vacation. You're still here. Yeah. All right, Brother Tiny. See if we can get Brother Tiny in. Come on, we got to get the world in. Wait a minute. Yeah, visitation's got to go. Wait a minute. We want to act like we're right, right? We want to show up for something that ain't got no preaching. So, what are you? Oh, you're old.
You're old people.
What are you?
We're old people.
The church. Oh, you're the church. I know what we can do. Come here, church. In visitation. Visitation, where you at?
Visitation, that's Robert. Right?
Come on, Robert. Come on, church. We're going to take visitation. We're going to take the church. And Camden, you're now the church. Come on. Yeah, you're now the church. You're now the church. Yeah, see, we got rid of, stand up. Hey, Keegan, come here. Come here, Keegan. Oh, come on, hold on a minute, Camden. See, Camden is now the church. See, sit down, Robert. They need to see. Sit. This was church in your life. But now we got a broken heart, we got a broken up family. Now this is church. So you see, we gotta fit it in. This is church. All right, let's see if we can get it now. All right, y'all still connected over there? Well, this heart is stretched thin. This heart is stretched thin. But, I tell you what, Braxton, come on. Braxton, he's another vacation.
That wasn't another. Just getting
vacation's coming and
going. Yeah. Well, see, it's getting bigger. Getting bigger. Bigger vacations. Bigger vacations because now we're taking somebody else on vacation. Ooh. Wait wait a minute. Wait a minute. Can y'all believe this? They just ain't no room for these vacations, but something's got to go. Who are you?
His family.
No, Kyle's family, man.
Kyle, a Bible. Man, get out of there. We got time to read you. We got time to study the Word of God. You get in there with, hey, will you get in here with Braxton? Will you get in here with Ryder and Levi and Davin? Will you get in here with Davin? There you go. Yeah, now we got, yeah, we're doing pretty good. Amen? Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Yeah, yeah. Man, that's doing pretty good. We done had a broken heart. We got plenty of the world. We're old. We got an excuse in the book. Except for, I just don't like that preacher anymore. I'm not getting fed down there anymore. Just not getting fed. That preacher, he just preaches too hard. He preaches too long. They don't sing the right music anymore. What we need, we need some colored lights. Amen. We need some colored lights and some fog machine. We go down there to the worship center. Come on, Big John. Who are you? Who are you?
That is Jesus.
Who are you?
I'm a girlfriend.
Who's the church?
I wouldn't have meant that.
Girlfriend.
Who's the church? Oh, family, you're gone, man, because they done busted you out. We left you. We left you. You're gone. We need the worship center because they don't judge us. They ain't got no stain on. They don't use that King James Bible. Do you hear me? They ain't got no standards. We can go down there half naked if we want to. We can go down there and shake and Jimmy and everything else down there at the worship center with the colored lights and the fog machines and our woman pastor. Come on, Robert. Come on, Robert. Robert, we don't like the preaching. Who's preaching? Oh, we got to get Robert. And now, come on, Brother Darrell, we're not feeling too old now. We can go all the time because there ain't no conviction. And me and Robert's got to get in. We got to have a woman pastor, and now we got to have more of the world. That's me. Come on, Robert. What are y'all?
Vacation.
Yeah, we can't get rid of vacation.
We don't know what
Cohen is. Cohen is something of the world. Cohen's in trouble because mom and daddy's going to split up. That's what Cohen is. Cohen's in serious trouble because mom and daddy, they don't jihad, they don't go to church no more. They just out of church. Who are you? Well, we don't need that much of Jesus anymore. We just need a little bit of Jesus. Yeah. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to make Cohen Jesus, and we're going to make you the devil. No, wait. You're the one. You're the excuse. You're the devil. And here's what the devil does. The devil's going to throw everything he got at you. To hit you. Come here, Big John.
Push all this stuff out.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate. Y'all get this. Mm-hmm. We've squeezed everything about God out.
Right.
And we've allowed everything of the world and every excuse in.
Right.
And we've had broken hearts and broken families. Amen. And now we got drug addiction. Come on, Richie. Drinking. Come on. Come on, Kyle. Come on, we're drinking now. We're doing dope. We're drinking. Oh, we're getting tattoos. Come on, Matt. Matt Cagle, come on. Amen. We're getting tattoos. Amen. Oh, yeah. And now it's okay. I know it used to be a sin. Amen. Be a something. Everything's all right. Everything's okay. We can do anything we want to. We ain't got no standards no more. And our heart's just broken all to pieces.
somebody's heart. Somebody's heart is broken all, and they're trying to find peace. And you got the devil. Come here. Look at this big old joker. Look at these big old arms. Look at these big old shoulders. Look at these big old... And he's going to rear back and hit you with everything he's got. And Paul said, I fought a good fight. I stayed in it. Oh, yes, there's going to be times you're going to get hit, friend, and it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. But don't let the devil knock something out of your heart. Amen. And fill it up with something he wants in there. Is everybody okay? Are y'all getting a hold of this? This is, hey, you getting it as soon as I'm getting it. And here it is. Here it is. You're pretty tough. He's alcohol. Kyle, I'm alcoholic.
I don't know if you're asking
me. If he hits you with everything he's got, that's probably going to hurt if he hits you dead in the nose. Yeah, you want him to drive? No. Yeah, but it's probably going to hurt. It's probably going to hurt. But here's the trick of the devil. Here's the trick of the devil. See, the Bible says he's like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. Jesus Christ is the lion from the tribe of Judah. And Brother Paul, pick that little grandbaby up, that little girl. That little girl looks like her mama, and bring her here. Is she in sleep issues? No. That's Poppy's girl right there. Oh, yeah. Look at that. But see, the devil done destroyed all that. But anyway, the devil will stand here like this, and he'll rear back and hit you. He'll threaten to hit you with everything he's got. Bring her on up here. But this is really how he hits. Come on up here. Let her hit you. You can probably take everything she's got, wouldn't you? That's really, see, the devil hits like a girl. Really, if we'll fill our heart back up with the church and with God and with the things of God, amen, when the devil comes, he'll feel like that little girl hitting you. He'll be standing there trying to scare you and make you think you can't take it. But I've got news for the devil. I'm fighting the good fight of faith. I've got faith in the one, amen, that saved me and that'll keep me. And if I'll stay with him, I promise you he'll stay with you, amen. If you'll stick with him, he'll stick. Y'all can be seated. Thank you. Thank you. So the question today, like I said, I just closed my Bible. It didn't go nothing like I thought. Amen. And then the Lord throwed that in. So the question today, church, the question today, and the Bible tells us, and the Bible tells us to examine ourselves. So I would ask you today, child of God, I would ask you, what's in your heart? Huh? Can you answer that? Is it starting to fill up with more of the world and less the church? Huh? Now, I'm not against things. We had some things in there. The problem is, most people, in the day in which we live, we're pushing out things that we need to be laying hold on and not letting go of. We're pushing out the church. We're pushing out revivals. We're pushing out Bible school. We're pushing out Sunday school. We're pushing out church times. Come on. We're pushing out our Bible. We're pushing out prayer time. We wonder why our family's in a mess, and we don't even think we had prayer in there. But we push prayer to the very outside. We spend no time alone with God, and our families are falling apart, and we wonder why. Because we don't have prayer in our heart. Was anybody prayer? No. See, we just forgot about prayer. We've left prayer out of our heart. It's not in there. It's not a priority. And we wonder why we're in a mess. What's in your heart? What in your heart is taking the place of your prayer life? What in your heart is taking the place of your study time? What in your heart is
squeezing out the church and choking out the life of Christ from being a shining example before others.
This is what God sent right here. You're getting as fresh as I am. I think we've all got room in our heart to move some of the world out and more of the church and more of God in and more of the Scripture in. Is your heart running over with the things of God? If it is, that's good. That's a good thing. But boy, if things are getting squeezed out by the world, it won't be long. You'll have more of the world. You'll have more of the world. I know we work. I know we have jobs. I know we're busy people. But we better make time for the things of God. Because if we don't, the devil will fill our heart with the things of the world. And before you know it, friend, before you know it, somebody's going to have a broken heart. Somebody will have a broken heart. It'll be full of the things of the world that everybody thinks makes them happy. Vacations and new jobs and careers and traveling and new girlfriends and new boyfriends and all these different things, but their heart will be broken. They'll have everything the world's got to offer. Is everybody okay? We need to be careful. Like I said, y'all got that as quick as I did. We're in a fight. We're in a fight for the very survival of the soul of our country, our churches, our families. You got a husband that loves you, works for you every day, tries their best to take care of you and your family. And I'm not saying they're some kind of great, but you better be thankful. You better be thankful he doesn't come home drunk, beat on you, high on dope, stays gone for 2 or 3 days, a week at a time. Amen. If you've got a wife that sits at home and takes care of your family and your house and cooks your meals and washes your dirty clothes, sir, you better be grateful. You better be glad she's home when you get there. Amen. You better be thankful she's home when you get there and she ain't run off somewhere. Amen. And left the kids at home with a note saying, take care of them. I'll be back when I get back, or I might not come back at all. Hey, is everybody okay? This is the world we're living in. And as you just saw, it's because of what we're putting in our heart. Their mouth, with their mouth, with their lips, they draw nigh unto me. But their hearts are far from me. What can we do, preacher? What can we do? Well, my suggestion would be come down here and pray and ask God. You know, we ask Him for a lot of things. And I'm not telling you what to pray, but I'd pray something about like this: Lord, help me clean up my heart. If you've got things in the heart that shouldn't be there, help me clean up my heart. Help me clean out my heart, get it clean, and help me, Lord, make room for you. He'll show you what you need to get rid of. And then this preaching this morning would not make you mad, would not hurt your feelings. Are you hearing me? Will not make you walk out of here with a chip on your shoulders. I just can't believe he preached that. I can't believe he's up there throwing stones. I ain't picked up the first rock. Everybody okay? Like I said, y'all got that quick as I did. God changed gears on us, I believe. And I believe it was right. I won't take none of it back. Not the direction I was going to go. But obviously it's the direction we need to go. So this morning, what I have found out in my walk with the Lord is I can't go back and undo anything I've done in the past. But what I can do is let God start directing my path from right now forward and putting Him in there. Amen? So this morning, somebody come on to the piano. I know it's different. You want to know what I got written down? Some verses. I ain't even got the verse. I just got 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 through 15,
Second Timothy. I mean, that's it. That's the direction I was headed. Yes, we will stand before God. Yes, we will give account to God.
Stay right there.
And it's what's in our heart. What we've allowed to take control of our heart. What we've allowed to take up residency in our heart. Things that God may place His finger on today in some of our lives. So I need you to get rid of that. And I need you to get more of your Bible reading in. I need you to get rid of that. I need you to get more prayer time in. I need you to get rid of that. And I need you to get more church in. I need you to get rid of this. And I need you to get more of me in. You'll never go wrong. I promise you, you'll never go wrong filling your life up with the things of God.
Amen.
You'll never regret it. Amen. You will never regret it. It could be a number of things. It could be things you're looking at. It could be games you're playing. Electronics. It could be music you're listening to. This is everything. What is not what is in your life that God doesn't want? What can we do better to improve our relationship with the Lord? I'm not judging nobody. Trust me, I've got things I need to deal with. And I'm sure every one of us. You might say, nah, I ain't got nothing to deal with. My heart's fine. I hope so. I promise you this. If you're a child of God, if you keep filling your heart up with the things of the world and less of God, sooner or later, somebody's going to have a broken heart. I promise. I've seen it too many times. Over and over, I've seen parents' hearts break over children. I've seen children's hearts break over parents. I've seen spouses' hearts break over other spouses. I've seen grandparents weeping and broken over grandchildren. I've heard grandchildren weeping and requesting prayer because their heart's broken over their grandparents. Are you hearing me? I couldn't have put that together. This morning, I don't know what they're going to sing. They're going to sing something, and I want you to examine your heart. And if there's any room for improvement, don't let pride. Pride's another thing that'll keep you out of this altar this morning for doing business with God. Is there anything that God said, hey, I need this. I need this room in your heart. This. You need to deal with it. While we stand with you.